and it's called Self-Portrait in a Convex Mirror 2. The way Parmigianino did it, one hand tied to something larger, a physical idea brought as if swerving from the original prospect, as a means of leading off to greatness from behind the lead panels. No accomplishment can rise undivided. The beige window refuses its tilt quite possibly. Vasari said he was haunted to be such that as a Raphael come back from his death of which little could be depicted but that which came through this youth, sent to present just such a change in the field of sight, pressed as closely to his influence as a moss in the woods as it gets darker. The wooden ball reminded someone of glass, enough at least to attract the attention of a dream delivered between fits of global dimension and flux. The pity of it distinguishes those from something able to advance much further in a single combination of events lent to their required properties, pleated muslin, fur, the new carpenter's beams bending to match the older wood but on realistic terms that have taken what could be a portrait of size and gesture, if not in surface, or rather on it, and nailed to the silver world where repetition means prophecy, transposed at a 180-degree angle in a pre-second. Sometimes I speak in Ashbury's voice, and then sometimes it goes away. But when I do speak in it, it sounds vaguely like, "The glass chose its purpose. It is what is sequestered. The density of movement has been fixed and still understood to be absent as the perspective point which draws you, humanely, to this treatment. The soul exists in its changing limits that have combined to intercept this picture of utter distance divided from its nest in which the restless passenger steps out onto a recurring wave of what's been possible, only to return to it like the hours spent at his desk that can now be visited. It must inch out to be given even that much space between here and the autumnal roar suspended at the boundary, though reasonably unguarded. The work's rules cohere to form a tenderness so powerful that we are wrenched from this museum of the moment, our attention staying on to mingle with remorse for such a place that can be described as wordlessly as music, if somewhat bent all over, the soul kept in its rented apartment, speculatively, speculum from the Latin mirror, but it is life englobed. Darkness resumes all of its cautious activity at once, turning duly away from calculation. Clouds can be made to be fragments, can meet their fate wildly as the fact that this prison hold exists, and that surface is always the last structure to be invented, and is the whole promise of a multiplication of these counterparts in their closeted opera of chance and weather, which in French is le temps, the word for time. No other precision could notate the whole on a plush scale set out to be our mutual contract, drawn up to merge one experience with its last thought and thus breed a severity that is the signal to let consciousness in. This union has no power, no boss to determine what will hold or at least leave behind the semblances of one made stable by embracing the affirmation of the painter's sleeping quarters laid out before us. There is no subtlety, Francesco, that fills the alcoves with your giant hand, which we look at to be assured of our changes. That they have reached the perpetrator is all the more reason to suggest stability can exist in this vacuum, its ping-pong ball still suspended on a jet of water, just as there is no apt model for what's replaced the core purely to do that in the other work of promoting the need for a natural embrace with the estranged apprentice of sight, which is not the eye but vision's witness, and vision's witness's body. The gauge is busted, or tends to be, when you most need it to measure how this tiny but important ship won't be the same. The particularity reflects its bottom by some subdividing line onto the facing plane which is all too formed like a gesture which needs to be reused if it is to exist as something more than a single occurrence of the trigger pulled to signal the outstart's initial thrust from its inner chasm into the ridden movement that buckles against rest and raises Cain as well as pathos from some urge to people this range of possibility and then self-destruct. No words to say what could have been, and few to say what is. We go in, not dangerously, though the danger lies there, for all its well-rested pioneers who have caught hold of a fixed remnant that both secures and denies nothing.